Get out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden reiterating that to American citizens in Ukraine in case Russia invades, telling NBC News.
We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world. This is a very different situation and things could go crazy quickly.
Russia is now playing military exercises with Belarus, not far from Ukraine, still demanding NATO never let that country join.
The big question here is what exactly comes next when those war games end on February 20th? Do the Russians go home? Do they invade Ukraine? Do they come here to Kyiv? Since 1999, Russia has seen NATO expand closer to its borders. Ukraine's defense minister says Russia has now, quote, blocked the waters offshore ahead of planned missile tests.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. More than a week after the U.S. terror raid in Syria that killed the leader of ISIS, the U.S. military says there may have been more civilian deaths than first thought. 13 were reported then by Syrian responders. The U.S. blames them all on the ISIS leader killed in a bomb he or an ally detonated. Now back to the president. After the report showing year-over-year inflation hit a 40-year high in January, he was in Virginia pushing his stalled social spending plan, saying he'll work like the devil to bring rising prices down.
Working to make sure that we keep strengthening the supply chain to bring the cost of energy and everything else and the goods that come to America down.
As nearly a dozen Democrat-led states lift mask mandates or plan to, the president's not ready to change his federal COVID guidelines, saying the science and CDC call it premature.
But House Republicans are urging Biden to get on board with red and blue states alike, calling on him to, quote, accept that COVID-19 is endemic, recognize that current government interventions are doing more harm than good, and immediately begin the process to unwind the public health emergency so that the country can, quote, get back to normal.
Fox's Brooks said when residents in an Arizona Native American reservation still told to stay in their homes as the FBI and police search for a gunman who shot at tribal police officers, critically injuring one. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Pentagon is still investigating the death of a U.S. Navy SEAL candidate who died during grueling training.
Kyle Mullen's high school football coach described the Navy SEAL hopeful as a leader on and off the field.
An outstanding athlete. A great student in the classroom.
Edgar Rary tells Fox and Friends Mullen could have easily made so much money as a businessman, but the 24-year-old from New Jersey put country first and made the ultimate sacrifice.
Kyle was one of the best young men I've ever been associated with.
Mullen's friend Taylor Aloisio says she's not surprised he attempted to join such an elite squad.
He was a hard worker. He gave his all always.
Mullen became ill last week after finishing the SEAL training exercise known as Hell Week. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling, so are most markets overseas, so there could be a second day in a row of selling. The Super Bowl is now just 2 days away. The Cincinnati Bengals getting ready to play the Rams in Los Angeles. Two players on those teams have won awards for the seasons they had.
It's back-to-back for a member of the pack.
And the 2021 AP Most Valuable Player is Aaron Rodgers.
Peyton Manning there on ABC announcing Green Bay Packers QB Aaron Rodgers as most valuable player of the NFL, the fifth player to win in consecutive years, and his fourth MVP award, now second all-time. Rodgers among those recognized during Thursday's NFL Honors Ceremony, with Cincinnati Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase winning Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year going to Dallas Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons, LA Rams receiver Cooper Kupp took home Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year to Pittsburgh Steelers pass rusher T.J. Watt, and the Walter Payton Man of the Year honor going to the Rams, Andrew Whitworth. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
At the Olympics, Shaun White just missed medaling at his final Winter Games, finishing fourth in the snowboard halfpipe. The U.S. is still at 10 medals, four of them gold, four behind the leaders, Norway and Austria. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.